eyes, and don't see it much because my wife doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And now and then I buy them when I see them, and they tend to just stay there for a while.
I don't think you ever see them in Atlanta. I've seen one, but it wasn't in Atlanta.
You can buy them in town here.
What kinds of melons do you have here?
Well, cantaloupe is by far the leader, and watermelon, of course. Watermelon is coming out of one's ears, quite literally, during a long season here.
What varieties are common?
You mean specific the names that you'll get when you buy the seeds?
If you know them.
I don't know. I think the one called Stone Mountain, interestingly enough.
Yeah, there is
one. Which was certainly one that my grandmother used to say was better.
Are there other kinds of melons than cantaloupe?
Oh, yes. Not far away, I believe you can get honeydew,
mm-hmm.
which is a pale green melon,
mm-hmm.
and then you can, I don't know where those are raised, but you can seek another kind called Crenshaw
mm-hmm.
in the larger stores here,
mm-hmm.
kind of rough acorn looking kind
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
melon. The cantaloupes are grown locally though, and are commonly called muskmelon,
mm-hmm.
or by black people, mushmelon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My wife's grandfather used to raise them on his plantation across the river. And the cantaloupe was not a common term in the old days, muskmelon.
What is the little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods?
Well, if you eat it, it must be a mushroom.
If you
toadstool,
eat it.
Toadstool, if it's not.
Well, what happens if you eat a toadstool?
You get sick, you die, possibly.
Okay. Let's see, what are the things people smoke? Common things?
Well, legally or illegally?
Legally.
Cigarettes are the commonest form, pipe and cigars.
If someone asked if you were able to do a certain job and you were, you would say, sure,
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were unable, you'd say, no, I'm sorry,
I can't. I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm. If someone offered to do you a favor and you were afraid that then you might have to do them a favor in return, you'd say, no, thank you, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
Help? I don't want to be bothered? I don't exactly get your drift.
They offer to do you a favor,
yes.
And you say, no, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to do you a favor in return.
I want to be obliged to you.
Okay, good. And if you had seen an accident, you might say there was no need to call the doctor because the victim is already
dead.
Would you ever say done dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you'd done all the work in a given day that you were going to do, and someone said, are you going to do some more? You might say, no, I have.
I've heard done my piece.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say done worked?
No.
Using done as an auxiliary, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the corn seems short to you, you would say, well, it's not as tall as it
ought to be.
Mm-hmm. And if two little boys were
talking... Should oughta is not local white.
Mm-hmm. Two boys were talking. One is saying to the other, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard, but I bet you...
You won't?
You
mean dastn't?
Yeah.
No, that's not local.
Okay. And you aren't doing what you blank to do.
As I should oughta is not
okay.
local, except
or
I've heard it among some black people.
The negative of that, I bet he did something
should.
He...
Shouldn't oughta have done it.
How would you say that?
He shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm. And if I said, will you do it? You might reply, no, I
won't.
Mm-hmm. And if you were working and someone were just standing watching, when you finish, you might turn around and say, well, you blank have helped me.
Yeah, you could have.
Mm-hmm. And if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the work finished.